Mornings, a surge of sweat and breath and effort. Weights and bike and treadmill. The 2 hours a day when their bodies are not suspended and are instead forced to comply with gravity. In the Russian segment of the craft, Anton on the bike shaking off what sleep he had. Roman on the treadmill. 3 modules away in the non-Russian segment, there's Nell on the bench press watching her muscles work under a sheen of sweat, while the pistons and flywheels simulate gravity. Her lean, firm limbs have no definition. No matter how you push and press and pedal for these 2 hours in the gym, still there are 22 more hours every day in which the body has no force to work against. Next to her, Pietro is harnessed to the US treadmill, listening to Duke Ellington with his eyes closed. Here in his head are the wild mint meadows of Emilia-Romagna. Chie, in the next module, on the bike with her teeth clenched and the resistance up high, counting out the cadence of her pedaling. Up here in microgravity, you're a seabird on a warm day drifting, just drifting. What use are biceps, calves, strong shin bones? What use muscle mass? Legs are a thing of the past. But every day, the 6 of them have to fight this urge to dissipate. They retreat inside their headphones and press weights and cycle nowhere at 23 times the speed of sound on a bike that has no seat or handlebars, just a set of pedals attached to a rig, and run 8 miles inside a slick metal module with a close-up view of a turning planet. Sometimes they wish for a cold, stiff wind, blustery rain, autumn leaves, reddened fingers, muddy legs, a curious dog, a startled rabbit, a leaping sudden deer, a puddle in a pothole, soaked feet, a slight hill, a fellow runner, a shaft of sun. Sometimes they just succumb to the uneventful windless humming of their sealed spacecraft. While they run, while they cycle, while they push and press, the continents and oceans fall away beneath. The lavender Arctic, the eastern tip of Russia vanishing behind. Storms strengthening over the Pacific. The desert and mountain-creased morning deserts of Chad, southern Russia and Mongolia, and the Pacific once more. Anyone in Mongolia or those easternmost wildernesses of Russia, or anyone at least who knows about such things, would be aware that now, in their cold afternoon sky, higher than any aeroplane, a spacecraft is passing, and that some human is up there hefting a lift bar with her legs. Willing her muscles not to give in to the seduction of weightlessness, nor her bones to birdness. Else that poor spacefarer will be in all kinds of trouble when she lands back on Earth, where legs, once more, are very much a thing. Without that hefting and sweating and pressing, she would survive the blazing heat and tumble of her re-entry, only to be pulled from her capsule and fold like a paper crane.